Scotty, well done. The State of Origin selection. You tell us why, how, when it all came about.
Yeah, well, it's an honour to be a part of it. Just got the tap on the shoulder from Kenny, and was pretty surprised to be a part of you know, such an elite group of players and playing in a game. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about raising some much needed funds for some people in need. So if I can be a part of that, then you know, I'll try and do my bit for sure.
How crucial for that game that the game's best have said we're on board?
Yeah, it's unreal. I think, you know, as soon as the idea got thrown out there, the guys were pretty keen to get on board. And yeah, it's hopefully going to be a really special night.
And for you to be considered one of the game's best, what's that mean to you?
Well, I'm not sure if I'd consider myself one of those. But yeah, like I said, you know, it's not really about me. I'm obviously honoured to be a part of it, and you know, really grateful to be asked to play in the game. But yeah, the games itself is about people that need some funds and some help after some pretty tough times. So hopefully we can all chip in and do that.
Do you think the game will be played at a high intensity, Scott, or do you think it will be more like a pre-season, bit of like NBA All-Star type sort of fun atmosphere out there?
It's hard to say. I think, yeah, we'll probably try and have a little bit of a hit out, but at the same time have some fun as well. I think people there want to see, you know, the game's best at their best. And I'm sure there'll be stages of the game where guys will take it pretty serious, but hopefully everyone can have some fun and, yeah, good for people to watch.
By you playing in the game, is that going to rule you out of the first Marsh game on Sunday?
Yeah, I won't play against Brisbane on Sunday, so 5-day break. Probably try and avoid those as much as possible and, yeah, keep the body fresh.
I assume Robbie's in the same boat then?
I would have thought, yeah. Don't know for sure, but I would have thought.
Who would you say is probably taking your spot as the starting ruckman against Brisbane then?
I'd probably say Pete Laddams, but we have selection coming up later in the week, so it's hard to say definitively. But yeah, someone will get a crack and see how they go.
Have you found that ruck mix this year? Seems like there's two or three younger fellas really nipping at your heels.
It's good. Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I think, you know, if you get comfortable at AFL level, you get kind of found out. So we've all been training really well. I think we haven't really missed too much training. And yeah, I love the competition. So if you don't have competition and have people driving to get you better, then you're probably just going to be stuck. So, yeah, we've all been getting each other better all summer, so it's been good.
What sort of grief do they give you as ruckmen? They're both different types of ruckmen to you and different to each other, but Pete and Sam in particular, how do you go against each other?
You know, we go pretty well against each other. You know, I'm probably more the, you know, use my strength and my body and experience against those guys. And then Hazy has his reach. He's really long and hard to get over. So, and Pistol has following up skills and stuff as well. So everyone's different, but it's good because it's the same as what an AFL game would be like. You know, each week you come up against players that have different strengths, and yeah, it's been good to practice that in training.
Have you taken much of a leadership role on now that Paddy's not there?
Probably not as much like leadership role. Probably just use my experience and those guys ask questions and stuff like that, but you know, I'm here to help and I'm here to make the club better, and if those guys lean on me for information and for guidance, then you know, I'll give it as much as I can.
Will you put your hand up to be, is that number one ruckman now that Paddy is gone, or do you see it all working in tandem during
the year? No, I probably won't put my hand up, nah. I think I'll definitely, yeah, obviously you want to be number one ruck, and yeah, I've been training as much as I can and as best as I can to lead the club throughout the season. So I guess, yeah, we'll see how the season pans out.
Because yeah. I guess the West Coast and Port, yeah, you haven't had that opportunity with Nick Nat and that. So is it something you feel like you've worked towards?
Yeah, well, I've had you know, a few opportunities to be the number one ruck here at Port, and I think I've played some pretty good games last year. I haven't really had too much opportunity throughout my career to be number one, but I've shown in stages when I have, you know, I've done it pretty well. So it's about, you know, just being consistent, because I think my best footy is definitely good enough to be the best. So hopefully I can just play my best every week and have a good season.
Has it reflected on that, Scott? I mean, you came over after winning a flag and sort of in and out of the team last year. How do you reflect on your first year and the sort of grapple to be the number one here?
Yeah, it was obviously, you know, a bit tough, but I'm not really looking at the past. If I dwell on the past, then I'm just going nowhere. So I'm really excited about the future, and you know, this year's a massive year for the club. We've got 150 years coming up, and although every year, you know, is something that you want to strive for a premiership, obviously this year's you know, a bit different, being 150th year, a bit special. So hopefully we can do something special and yeah, get the silverware.
Well, rephrase on that then, instead of looking at the past, how has that challenging year made you better, or what have you taken from last year to make you better for this year?
I think I've just taken that, you know, my best footy is good enough, and I just got to do it every week. And you know, if I'm playing my best footy, then, you know, hopefully that, you know, other guys come with me. And yeah, that's the biggest point. I think last year, you know, you got to learn not just from your mistakes, just from everything, especially in footy. And you know, as soon as you stop learning and stop growing, then you get stuck, and you probably end up staying down in the twos and stuff. So I'm excited about the future and this season, and yeah, bring it on.
Do you think you could play two ruckmen, like, given the tools and the forward line with, you know, Dixon, Marshall, Georgiades is fine at the moment? Do you think you can carry two rucks inside?
Yeah, I think we can for sure. Yeah, I think a little bit different to Paddy and myself playing last year, Hazy, Pistol and myself. So obviously Hazy hasn't had a chance, but I think Pistol and myself only had one game last year, and it was a bit wet together, so we'll probably get more opportunity this year. And you know, he's a bit more different player to Paddy, and probably a bit more similar to myself. So I can see us playing in the same team, and, you know, if we're both playing, you know, pretty good footy, then there's no reason why we can't be in the team.
You both can play a bit of forward craft as well, you think?
Yeah, yeah, I think, well, we can't just play in the ruck when you've got two ruckmen in the team. So we'll probably have to, well, we have both been working on our forward craft, so we'll probably have to spend more time forward, both of us as well.
Is that your preference, to actually have a more traditional ruck sidekick with you, or would you prefer to just be the number one guy and have, you know, the majority of the time by yourself?
Well, I think I've played some pretty good games just being the sole ruckman, but at the end of the day, it's not up to me, it's up to what the coaches think is best for the team, and you know, whatever that is, I'll back them in, and I'll play whatever role they want me to.
Just back to the State of Origin stuff, has there been any banter between you and Robbie, obviously on opposite sides, for that game?
A little bit of banter. We found out that we're playing against each other, and I said that I'm going to have to be careful not to tap it down to you and when I'm in the defensive 50 and he's forward. And he said, no, don't worry, just give it to me anyway. So I don't think I'll need to give it to him. He'll probably end up getting it anyway. So he's a pretty special player, and it'd be nice to play with him, but yeah, exciting. I've played against him before, so nothing different.
What do you remember, or you're probably too young to remember, but the history of State of Origin, like the glory days of the 80s, have you seen many of the games, or what have you been told about that history with SA and Vic?
I was probably a bit young, yeah, but I've seen highlights and stuff. But yeah, I just remember, obviously, the games of league playing against each other, and you know, massive contests, and just all the highlights of these special players come together. So hopefully there'll be a few more. I don't think I'll be providing too many highlights, but just to be a part of it will be great.
There's been some, I guess, banter on Talkback Radio about, obviously, the Vics get to wear their Guernsey, but have SA wearing their red Guernsey, the WA wearing their Guernsey, like all on the same team. So is there anything, or maybe having an emblem or something, just to reflect your own State of Origin rather than just Victoria have theirs?
Yeah, I think this has probably been a bit of a topic for everyone, but I don't really care. I think, you know, we're just playing a game of footy, and at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, Origin and Guernseys. It's about raising money for people that need funds that have been affected by bushfires. So all this talk about State of Origin, what is it, and Guernseys and stuff, like, I think people should just put it behind them and focus on the fact that we're actually playing to raise money for people that need it. So I think that's the main issue.
Can you bring back that Henry High connection with Brody Smith?
Yeah, it'll be good to play with him. We are good mates, so even, you know, I'll be playing with a couple of West Coast guys in the team, Brad Shepherd and Elliot Yeo. They messaged me straight away yesterday and said, looking forward to catching up. So, yeah, it should be a really special day for everyone, and hopefully we can, like I said, just create some happiness for some people that need it.
Just get your thoughts on the AFL's concussion, sort of updating its policy that players have to be cleared to go 5 days before a game. Firstly, do you think it's a good move, or is it too much?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see until we have the testing done. But obviously, like that if I were trying to protect players. So that's, I've got no issue with that. But yeah, I think you used to get testing done on Wednesdays and now it's on Mondays, something like that. So, you know, if you need an extra week off and it's going to help you like later in life, you know, I don't see any issue with it. So I think players' health is the main priority.
What if that week you need off is the last week of the season and the game that you're playing in has a little shiny medal at the end of it?
Yeah, well, I guess hopefully no one's put in that position. But, you know, rules are there. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And I'm sure you guys will love talking about it if that comes to that.
So, I mean, you obviously won a flag. If the doctor said to you on Monday, look, I don't think you're going to be right, how do you reckon you take that? How does any player take that?
Oh, I think it's pretty obvious. I think you're probably going to say, nah, I'm right. So, but, you know, I think the rules are there and hopefully no one gets put in that position. But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
I was just going to ask you before about the chance to work alongside another Brody Grundy. Are you looking forward to that and sort of learning a little bit off his craft?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, his younger brother is here at the club, and I actually went to him this morning and asked him if he's got any dirt on him. And but yeah, should be good fun to go with him. And Dean Cox is coaching as well, and I was with him at West Coast. So yeah, to work alongside those guys is going to be a massive honour, and yeah, can't wait to get involved.
What was Roller's response when you asked him that?
He was like, I'll get back to you tomorrow. He's going to think of some stuff. So hopefully he's got an A4 sheet of paper full of dirt for me.